take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. SCNOOPDOG. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the bizac, now ladies, here we kiss her.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough, I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we creep to. Subscribe, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best cause I got it going on.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Rybans and me.
Yes, him, the aviator. And do you got background music on? Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know. What do you want to talk about today? What are classes left?
I got out of my last German class today.
Oh, really? Yeah, I had my last lab today.
Last
8 a.m. Yes, that's true. Not last 8 a.m. of my career, though. That's okay. I have a couple classes tomorrow left to take care of. Got a big kickball game on Saturday. Are you coming to kickball?
Of course I'm coming to the kickball game. Okay. Now, are we going to be picking teams?
I'm thinking... what do you want to do? You want to pick teams in advance? I don't know who's officially coming in. I really thought we would just count off when we got there.
Oh, also, by the way, we have a quiz ready if someone wants to call in. We have a excellent quiz. It's, can you pick up the punchlines to these dad jokes about summer?
Oh, we do have a caller.
We have a caller. Let's see if we can get them on the air.
No, I got to get headphones.
Hello, caller.
Hello. How we doing?
We're doing well. Here. We actually can't hear you right now. We're working on it. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we can still hear you. We're going to boost you up a little bit.
Turn the background music down.
Yeah.
Hi, caller.
Are you still here?
Hi, Baloney Cheeks. I'm still here.
Oh, caller, do you have a name?
No, I do not. I would like to remain unidentified. I know how creepy you guys are.
You don't even want to identify with Lafayette College becoming recently endorsing?
Oh, that's right. I could choose any name I want.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you have a name picked out for your new ID?
Oh. Unfortunately, I do not.
Oh.
Maybe you guys can give me one.
Oh, you're actually coming in very loudly over on the air. So, how do you feel about Squeep? Squeep.
No, I mean, I'm not a big fan of that one.
You go, Squeep! Hey, how's it going? Squeep! What's up, Squeep? No?
I don't know if I can get behind that one either.
That one's not going to fly.
Not going to fly?
Okay.
Not going to fly.
Are you more of a Hingle McCringleberry?
Probably.
You're more of a The Rock. Something a little bit easier to say.
Maybe an Aaron Balaki?
Yeah.
How about the Boulder?
The Boulder?
The Boulder.
The Crater?
Anyway, I called
the bench press.
I called him to express my excitement for the kickball game.
Oh, really? Yes.
On Fisher.
How do you?
Tomorrow.
How do you?
No,
feel?
Not tomorrow. Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Saturday. 1 p.m.
Yeah, 1 p.m. If any callers or any listeners want to play, if this is a pickup game, you don't have to formally be invited. And the caller, since you don't have a name, or I mean, the Crater, the bench press. How? When was the last time you played
Boulder.
Kickball? Yeah, the Boulder.
Oh, the last time I played kickball, I played a pickup game with the soccer team in high school, probably sophomore year.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That was probably a pretty competitive game with a lot of strong
legs.
It
was a very competitive game. We had some kids who had a real boot.
Boot.
How's your boot?
Mediocre.
Oh. You're more of a defensive guy? More of like a second baseman, Hoover kind
of
guy?
No, he's more of a center mid from the sound of him.
Definitely more of a tactical passer.
Yeah. Now, strategy-wise, I've been trying to debate of how I want to play this game because obviously I'm playing to win. If you're trying to get somebody out other than catching a ball, are you going to go for the peg or are you going to go for the throw to the base?
Oh, no, the peg is definitely the way to go, especially I can rely on some speed to try and run them down a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it depends. So, like, if you're coming from, behind them or in front of them, the peg is a pretty safe bet, particularly if you're throwing behind them. And so, let's say I'm playing shortstop and I'm around second base and they're running from second to third and I have the ball and I'm throwing at them, even if I miss, it's still going to go near third base.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm in the outfield and I see a runner, I'm playing left field, let's say, and I see a runner going from second to third, same scenario. Me trying to peg them is a lot riskier.
Right, right. When you try and pick somebody off going the opposite direction.
Perpendicularly.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, especially if you miss, they get extra bases.
Right, yeah, so you can throw the ball away.
you just can't miss. That's the key.
Yeah. I honestly really think that the only way to make outs are catching a ball, and then just kind of like third base becomes, I think, a really important position to play as people get on base.
Right, right.
You know, because you just sit there and you got to knock something down and then literally just step on the base.
Right,
You can really rack up some outs that way. Yeah. So we got
to
really.
So we're going to have to determine how far to put the bases, too.
Yeah. Be a real interesting, I'm thinking, I would like, I honestly want to go down to the field and test out the range of the ball and see how far it's going to fly. Yeah.
Today, tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We'll sneak down there, you know, the officials. And then we're going to have to strategically place team members based on their defensive abilities.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Someone like myself could play nearly any position.
True, true. So, I also think that a catcher is important.
I definitely.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think that's the pitcher covering the bases.
I don't know. That's a lot of... Well, see, what I like to do, if I'm pitching in kickball, I pitch it from basically second base. Because I figure standing close to home plate does you no good for defense.
Well, what if they bunt?
Well, okay, yeah.
I know there's going to be a couple bunters who are just going to dink it down that third base line.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. It should be a rousing game, though, regardless. Very excited. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd like to request a song.
How about you wait until we finish a quiz? We have a quiz prepared just for you.
Oh, okay.
We think you'd love
it. How'd you guys know I was calling? you don't know me.
Well, we had for the caller, whoever was calling, and after talking with you for a little bit, we think that you in particular would enjoy this one.
Oh, okay.
So, this quiz is titled, Can You Pick the Punchline to These Dad Jokes About Summer? And so this is sort of, for us, we have like, it's sort of a word bank of options. You're obviously not going to be able to see them, and it would take too long for us to read all them out. So if you don't know the answer, can't think of an answer... we're just going to have you say pass. And then once you eliminate some of them, we can come along and read some options.
If you can get any right to begin with, be fully warned, they are quite challenging.
Okay.
All right, the first one. When do you go at a red and stop at a green?
Go at a red and stop at a green? I have no idea.
Maybe if you thought of a summer fruit that you would eat.
Watermelon.
When you're eating a watermelon.
Right.
Well done.
Mmm.
Why do bananas need sunscreen?
Because they peel.
Oh,
is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, okay, I don't know the answer, so I'm trying to think as well.
What do you call a snowman in July?
Puddle.
Well done.
I think that's right.
Well done.
Yes, I've seen Frozen. That's how I know that.
Not caller. Have you heard about the restaurant that exclusively serves dolphins?
No.
They have a barbecue. I don't know.
How are we supposed to get that one?
Oh, no, that was wrong. Okay. That was wrong. We'll come back to that one. What did the pig say at the beach on a hot day?
Oink.
No.
Skewer me booty.
Skewer me booty? Maybe he said, I'm bacon.
Okay.
What washes up on tiny beaches?
Tidy beaches?
Tiny, as in small. What washes up on tiny beaches?
Tiny shells.
No. Any idea? Bony cheeks crackle?
The boulder.
Couldn't tell ya.
Microwaves.
Right.
What is the best day to go to the beach?
Any day.
A hot day?
Sunday.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Which letter is the coolest?
Brandon, did you make these up?
No. This is an actual... And first of all, my name is DJ Ryvans, but...
get it right.
Sorry.
But no, this is a legitimate quiz with a 4.4 out of 5 ranking.
Okay. Well, I don't know which letter is the coolest.
Iced tea.
Come on.
What did the bread do while on vacation?
Baked.
Toasted.
It just loafed around.
Okay, because it's a loaf.
Thanks.
Why do seagulls fly by the sea?
Because then they'd be bagels.
Ryan, you totally screwed up that.
Whatever.
It's because if they flew by the bay, they'd be bagels.
Whatever.
You just said bagels.
And bagels don't fly unless you're throwing them at someone. I get it.
Right, or at somebody's window covered in peanut butter.
Right.
Okay. Where does seaweed look for a job?
What was the question?
Where does seaweed look for a job?
The seafood market?
In the kelp wanted ads. Where do ghosts like to go swimming?
How long is this quiz?
Lake Erie.
Alright, okay.
Why do sheep...
I feel like I'm trying to humor a friend's dad at barbecue.
Well, speaking of barbecue, what do sheep do on sunny days?
Do they barbecue?
They have a barbecue.
Alright, okay.
I think that's a good one to end on.
Oh my goodness. No, actually, I found out the... Okay, two more. What did the Pacific Ocean say to the Atlantic Ocean? Nothing. It just waved.
Good one. Yeah.
Okay, back to the one about the dolphins. So did you hear why the... did you hear about the restaurant run by dolphins?
I have not.
It only has one customer, but at least it serves a purpose.
No, porpoise.
Get it? Huh. Porpoise. Huh.
Yep.
Porpoise.
All right,
caller. Thanks.
That was a rousing quiz.
Thanks for calling in, Bench Press.
Yep. I would also like to request a song before I depart.
Oh, yes, yes.
What song would you like to request?
I would like Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Okay. We can play that one. It's a regular on the show.
Oh, I hope so.
All right.
All right,
nice caller.
Have a nice weekend and good luck on any finals you may be taking.
And in kickball.
All right. Get ready to get dumpster tomorrow.
Saturday.
Whatever. I'll dumpster tomorrow, too.
Okay. All right. Now here is Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
No fighting. Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasa.
Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My way.
So sexy, I am a fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carry crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Hobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting, no fighting.
No fighting.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. You're back because we only had one song request.
Brandon, let's talk Cavs.
All right. What about them?
How are you feeling after LeBron carried the team through the first round? And were they 1-1 in the second round? I don't know. Maybe they're up one. They're up 1-0 right now in the second round. And
They won.
Game two is tonight
at 6 o'clock.
Game two is tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Actually, if you watch the last game, it wasn't really LeBron carrying. He actually had, for him, probably his worst playoff game in the last couple years.
That's a direct quote from him.
Saying that, he shot 45% and had 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
So
he did, for the first time, he got 20 points from J.R. Smith
the other night. He was the first player to score 20 or more.
Right.
But 20, exactly. Kyle Korver also had 19.
Okay. We'll round that up to 20 for all intents and purposes.
But
do you think he can physically hold up to make it through?
See, the thing is, I think the Pacers pose a much bigger threat
mm-hmm.
than the Raptors just because of the Pacers' style of play. The Pacers are much more defensive-oriented, and they have people that can, I don't want to say stop LeBron, because clearly they didn't do that, but make it a lot more difficult for LeBron. As opposed to the Raptors, they really don't have the same defensive orientation as the Pacers.
Are the Pacers in the West?
No, they're in the East.
Who's left in the East?
The Boston, Philadelphia, yeah. Cavs, Toronto.
And then Pacers.
No, Pacers got eliminated.
Oh, then why are you talking about... You're saying
because that's who they played last.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to think about that. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, yes. Yes, they reasonably could have lost that series. Quite reasonably.
Yeah, it was closer than it should have been. Mm-hmm. But
did you know I was looking... I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but Victor Oladipo... Did you know that he does music, too?
I did not.
Yeah, he has a whole album released on Spotify, actually. And his top song has 600,000 listens, too. It's not bad.
It's more than me.
He has a good voice.
Boy Pablo.
More than Boy Pablo, yeah. Boy Pablo really gets shafted pretty often. We've got a lot of dedicated fans, but at the same time, he's not that great. Dare I say it?
If any caller wants to call in,
dispute that. Feel free. But yeah, maybe we could play one of Oladipo's songs possibly later. But it's pretty cool that he uses. I mean, obviously he's got tons of money anyway, so maybe it's not cool that he's getting into something else where he can make money. But he's using his popularity as a player to spread his music.
Yeah, there's also an NFL player in the draft. I think he got drafted by, I want to say, the Falcons, who records his own music.
Really?
Yeah, I think he went to school in, I believe, Miami.
Also, I forgot to tell you, I was reading an article yesterday. It was called Seven Players That Are... What was it? It was like Seven Players Not Worth the Hassle of Drafting. Basically, players who have personal problems that these guys didn't feel like would be good to have on a team.
I think the Browns have two.
Two of them for from the Browns, yes.
Manziel, Baker Mayfield and...
Baker Mayfield.
And
I think
they got another wide receiver from Florida, who, while at the combine, people agreed that he was probably the most talented wide receiver in the draft. He, I think he's had an arrest, and he failed a drug test at the combine.
Mm.
Like, he always showed up and failed the test, which it was just a P test, so it was like, that means 3 days before, 3 days or less before the combine, he had used a controlled substance.
Yeah, but I mean, my God, like, you know you're going into the combine, just stay clean for a couple days. He also, I'm pretty sure it was this guy who, he showed up to his senior year like 40 pounds overweight or something like that. Like, just was not in shape at all over the summer. I don't know how you gain 40 pounds over the summer, but...
I mean, 40 pounds over, like, it's not wrestling. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, if you're out of shape, you're out of shape regardless. If you have to run your routes...
And that's high school, though.
What?
Was this high school or college?
No, college.
Oh.
Yeah. No, high school, you didn't, who cares? In high school, if you put on weight, it's probably a good thing. But in college, they have weight limits, technically.
I mean, 40 pounds, which direction? Like, we don't know, like...
Above.
Well, no. Like, is that muscle weight? Is that jumping fat weight? I mean, how do you know? Maybe he was lifting all summer.
We can pull the article up, but I'm sure if he came in and he was just really ripped, they'd be like, okay, fine, we'll let it go.
Well, I mean, some players do have to slim down, like even muscle. Like LeBron took off, like he's taken off about 50 pounds worth of muscle. Like when he was younger, he weighed like 280 just because he was that big. And now he's like done some training and he's actually taken muscle off. So that way he's lighter, because he's not quite as quick as he used to be.
Hmm. That's a lot of weight. I don't know. I can't find the article anymore.
He's also pretty big.
Besides the point. Yeah, he's still pretty big.
But, I mean, that could be... It could be just a speed thing, because if you look at wide receivers, like, the biggest thing for them is speed. So maybe he bulked up and bulked up too much.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's besides the point, the, like, technicalities of what they didn't like. But just... I don't know why, if you're a...
I think the
Browns organization, why you can't overlook things like this and draft quality players that you want in the locker room.
Their reasoning was they already have quite a bit of depth at the wide receiver position with the acquisition of Jarvis Landry and the return of Josh Gordon. So they figured it was the fourth round. We'll take a risk on this guy that could be really good. And if he doesn't pan out, we already have players that...
Is that what they thought with the number one overall pick too?
I don't know what they were thinking of.
Did you see the article, though, that the Patriots really supposedly strongly considered trading up to get him, to get Mayfield?
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be a nice place for Baker Mayfield to end up.
Yeah, that would have been better for him personally.
But...
No offense.
Yeah, I mean, then he'd probably sit for a year or two.
Yeah.
Get to learn. I mean, essentially what they did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. But now Jimmy Garoppolo is... in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he's booing.
And he's booing.
Hasn't lost a game in San Francisco.
What is he, 4-0?
5-0.
5-0? We'll see. I know the Eagles took a...
rugby
LeBron
player.
Weighs 250. 7-foot wingspan. That's a lot.
Okay. So he lost 30 pounds.
Okay. They took... Yeah, rugby player. He's 6'8", like 350. And all the videos of him show him... basically being used as a running back. They're going to use him as an offensive tackle, supposedly.
One of the people I was talking to suggested that they might use him as a fridge.
Goal line? Yeah. Wouldn't be a bad idea. If he can move.
Yeah. I mean, also, the Eagles' offensive line, right now as it stands, is one of the best in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That means one of two things. First, it means they don't need to play him right now. He's young. I think he's 21, 20?
I don't know.
Either 20 or 21. He doesn't need to play right now because they already have excellent players at that position. So, A, they don't have to worry about him playing now. B, that gives him time to learn under these veteran players. You know, not only does he get to not have to start, not have that pressure on him, playing a sport he's not very familiar with, but he gets to, being the freak of nature as he is, like the guy's 6'8", 300 pounds, 300 muscle, pounds of muscle.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, he can just... I mean, the technique is probably not that hard. I mean, as a lineman, there's probably not that much to learn. You just have to learn like which plays you're pulling, which plays you're running where, which who you're blocking.
Yeah, I mean, you have to learn how to react to what guys are doing to you too.
I mean, learn snap counts, but I feel like that's a, like, if you have a year to just sit and learn that, I feel like it's doable for them to learn that in a year.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, some of your more skilled positions may be a lot more difficult. Like, if you're a linebacker, safety, wide receiver, quarterback, I think that'd be a much more difficult
transition.
Yeah. But, like, being a lineman, there's not, I mean, offensive lineman, pretty much it's protect the quarterback, and then sometimes you pull for running plays.
Yeah. But, I mean, he could definitely pick it up. See, hopefully it works out. It'd be cool to see him. I just want to see him run the ball at some point. It'd be so funny.
Love to see him. I think my favorite position in football is the fridge. I love the big fridge plays.
I feel like you don't see it very often.
Not anymore.
Should bring it back. It's coming back. And also the Eagles got what's his name? The one little running back, Darren Sproles, re-signed. So they have him coming back too. It's nice.
Yeah, I think most of the things they did this year was they traded for later draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is smart for them because they don't necessarily need him right now. So
yeah, and then get them later on to replace guys who they brought in will need bigger contracts at some point and will leave. But yeah, things are looking up for us. Things are looking up for you.
I mean, they're projected to get like 5.5 wins.
Really?
So
that's a half win.
It's an average out of like different people.
It's a betting line.
Yeah. But I mean, that's, I'd take 5 wins.
Yeah. I'd take 5 wins too if I were you. I'd take 5 wins for Lafayette too.
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully we'll get
that. I'd take 5 wins in 4 years.
Well, we already have that. We have 6 so far in 3 years. 1 freshman year, 2 sophomore year.
No, it'd
be
5.
No. 1 freshman year, 2 sophomore year, 3 last year. This year.
Oh. Well then.
Yep, so that's 6 so far. I've only seen 1 home game win.
I know someone who is on the dance team, and she has only seen 1 Lafayette win in her 3 years dancing.
Yep.
At least in football. Basketball team, it does a little better. But
yeah, maybe I think things are looking better for them too. See a couple wins, see a competitive Lafayette High game. And go from there.
Competitive being the operative word.
Yeah. See people there. That's all I really care about is having.
I mean, everyone goes though. I feel like there's a lot of people at Lafayette High, but like.
No, there was nobody there last year. This year.
This year was also cold and rainy. And
yeah, but still.
Everyone left because.
Nobody planned to go.
Abysmal.
But we will see. We will see. Do you have a song lined up for us? Try to find one.
I do not.
All right, how about
we could try to get a quiz if there's another caller who'd like to call in.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think we have any callers left. But how about,
are you sure? I think there should be a couple out there.
There could be.
If there is, feel free to call in at 610-330-5316. And again, you're listening to Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, 104.9 WJRH. All right. We have a song, and it is the former anthem for the 2010.
Did you listen to the new one yet? Jason Derulo? It did get released.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
We'll put that on next. But yeah, play Waiting Flag first.
All right.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's own. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. So we struggling, fighting to eat, and we wondering when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then they go.
fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Represent your country, raise your flag. saw your true colors.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH. FM off at College Radio.
104.9, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah.
So that was right there. That was the new 2018 World Cup Coca-Cola theme song by Jason Derulo called Colors. What were your first impressions, Aviator? It's like the third or fourth time I've listened to it.
It seems okay.
It's mediocre, right?
It's not one that I would write down as like one of the most memorable ones. Like, it's no Waka Waka.
Yeah, it's just kind of like it's no wave and flag. Music.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's nice. It's mellow. It has a slightly catchy tune to it, but it's really not like I hear it come on and I'm like, oh my god, it's so cool.
I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of
like I feel like both of the others, the Waka Waka whatever, and wave and flag, like they start off with such a recognizable tune, like the drums. In Wave and Flag, really, like, I get excited when I hear that. But this one just kind of starts off slow and kind of stays slow. But whatever. We'll deal with it. But obviously that leads into the World Cup. I will be, in light of not having the U.S. competing, I will be rooting for Germany. You will be rooting for who?
Personally, I'm kind of feeling like I'll be rooting for France.
Okay.
Just because? I normally usually try to make a prediction every other summer about which team I think is going to win certain competitions. I generally just do the Euro Cup and the World Cup because those are the two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, since 2006, I was accurate in every single one except last year's Euro Cup.
Okay.
I picked France to win. So I think I'm going to stick with my choice of France from the Euro Cup to this year's World Cup. I'm gonna stick with France.
Why do they just have a lot of young talent? I don't follow enough to like. Really
They've got a lot of young talent and a lot of well, not young, but like mature talent. Antoine Griezmann's like 25. Matuidi's pretty good. Paul Pogba is becoming very, very potent in the Premier League. Matuidi obviously still being with the French PSG.
Now, are these guys? How much training do they actually do with the country, and how much of that is just which club picks them up early for camps and whatever it's called? I forget what the
program is. There's actually quite a lot of training. Like, for example, for the qualification, at least for men's, with women's it's a totally different thing because they don't have anywhere near as many games that they play, so they don't have as much preparation. But they have breaks for international play built into all the schedules in the major European leagues.
But in terms
it's obviously different than the American. Like, they play probably two dozen games within a year with their international teams.
But in terms of getting good, like being a young player with talent and then getting good training with the right people and then being able to represent their country, does that actually come from their country or does that come from their team that they play for? For instance, Pulisic, the American player, is from Hershey, Pennsylvania, but when did he go to start playing with Dortmund? When he was, what, 16?
18.
18, okay.
Or 18 or 17 or 18.
So is he is his ability truly the product of American training, or is it the product of Bundesliga training with Dortmund?
Well, I think it's a combination.
Sure.
That's why we have sort of this distinct stylistic differences between countries. And generally within the leagues, they have their own style of play. If you ever watch them, mm-hmm. watch the games. And that sort of translates when you go to the national level because top players in generally the domestic leagues are usually going to be representing their teams at the World Cup. And usually they're of the same country. There's several exceptions. But
so then what about like...
Like in Pulisic's case, he's probably been developing, like I've seen him play a little bit, not too much since the World Cup, but he's going to develop more into that German style of play. Which I think is already pretty accustomed in the United States, as we have had in the past a German coach with Jurgen Klinsmann. Obviously, mm-hmm. he's not there anymore, but he was the most decorated U.S. coach in history after a short 4-year stint. And I still don't know why we fired him, even though he was the most decorated and was like we made it to the quarterfinal. No one expected us to get that far. That was phenomenal. And like Like, well, no, we made it into extra time with Belgium. Like, I was impressed. Just the fact we were there and we were competing. I was expecting us to get blown out of the water by Belgium.
Okay.
And we were there. Like, you have to take into account where the U.S. is as a soccer country. We're not on the level that Germany are, or Belgium, or Brazil. So, like, you have to sort of lower your expectations. Generally, I feel like Americans, they want to go in, they want to be competing for a gold medal every year. We're not that in soccer. That's not who we are.
Naturally.
I think we should be at the competition over some other teams, but we, under Bruce Arena, could not do it.
Still salty.
Still very salty. I still don't know why he was there, why he was asked back, because he was the manager previously, and then he got fired because he wasn't doing a good job. But we're going to have him back because who knows why.
Where's Klinsmann now? Is he back in Germany?
No, he's not coaching anywhere right now.
Just chilling out.
He was a player for Bayern Munich and the German national team. So he's...
Is he back with them, though?
Like, no, well, he's not coaching right now. He's trying to rekindle an international career. He has his eyes set on Australia.
Oh.
So he'd like to be their manager, but they currently have a manager. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
There's usually a higher turnover in managers because soccer isn't necessarily as manager-driven as other sports like football or basketball. It's more about the players working as a unit, and then the managers can just sort of tweak it a little bit.
Well, isn't the manager in charge of practices too? I mean, I know that maybe they don't practice as... No, they would practice a lot.
Yeah, they do. But generally, like, when it comes to playing, certain players just play a certain way. And so it's more about which players are on your team that sort of dictates what sort of style you're going to be playing. Like, the French, they play a lot of counterattacking football, soccer, because that's how Antoine Griezmann, who is their leading scorer, plays with Atletico Madrid. So, like, him changing over to another team doesn't really change his style of play and how he plays. Or if you look at Olivier Giroud, he's also French. He's a big man in the middle, holding defender. His job is essentially just to get the ball far down the field and try to lay it off to someone else. Not really a big scorer, but he's also very powerful in crosses. Like, if there's a header coming into the box, he will get there. So.
Okay. Interesting. One of the points I was trying to make earlier is, like, so those two guys that you just mentioned playing for international teams, what did you say, Real Madrid and somebody else?
Well, Giroud was with Arsenal for a long time. I think he's gone now.
Okay.
Antoine Griezmann plays with Atletico Madrid, who's currently in the semifinal for Europa League, which is on later today. I forget who they're playing against. But
so when they... So they've spent a lot of time with these teams, right? So they've been training in other countries, and now they're just going to go back and play for their French team. Because they're still French, like, naturally, they want to go represent their country. But it's kind of odd, in my opinion, when you have this international competition that then just becomes a bunch of... Like, you can have a game between any two random countries, and there's players on each team who normally play with each other and, like, train together. And you know what I mean? It's just kind of interesting how it falls out that way.
Like how some players play for the same clubs?
Yeah, and have been, like possibly grew up together playing. If they went and joined... What's the system called where, like, you
go as a young kid? It's just, like, the academy system.
The academy, yeah. Like, they could have grown up in academies in some random country that they weren't born in. And, like, that's how they got good at soccer.
It's Jerome Boateng. He plays for Germany, but his brother is... They're both from Ghana. He became a citizen of Germany, so that allows him to...
Oh, now he competes for Germany.
Now he can be. He's been... Well, he's competed for Germany for the last, I think, two World Cups. But...
That's nice if you're the German team. You're like, man, we've been training this guy forever. And he's like, yeah, okay.
He also plays for Bayern. I mean, Bayern Munich is, for a large part, the national team.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the players that play on the national team play for Bayern. So.
So you're picking France.
I'm picking France. I don't think the Germans haven't been that poised. And we've seen them choke on many occasions. I think it was definitely their year when they won the World Cup 4 years ago. I don't see them doing it again.
Okay. I'm not necessarily picking like who my winner is. I'm just saying if I'm going to root for somebody and I can't root for the U.S., I will pick my next country.
Okay.
Which is, since if we lived in Germany, I have the right to pick Germany.
That's fair.
Yep.
I mean, I like the German team. I just don't. And they're sort of teams that I will root for and against, depending on like who they're playing. Like, I would not necessarily root for like the Swiss team, but I'd root for like, say, Portugal.
Okay.
And there's some like I don't really like Belgium. I don't really like Hazard. So it's just sort of a place by place.
You'll go in every game having somebody to root for.
Absolutely. Because yeah. I think I know a little bit more than the average person going in and watching the games, even though the U.S. isn't playing. Would you like to go through the groups?
Yeah. Tell me when do games start? Also,
June 14th. Okay. So I don't know exactly what time. So, but we have a month and a half ish.
Okay. I think a lot of the games are at like 11 a.m., 1 a.m.
Wouldn't be 11.
1 p.m. I meant.
So yeah. They'd be early morning or late morning, early afternoon.
Yeah.
Maybe even very early morning. But some of the games are. It was really nice when it was in Brazil, because the time change was optimal. But so Group A, obviously we have Russia, who are the hosts. They always qualify. The hosts always qualify. Always in Group A. And so we have Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay.
Are they going to change that if they go to the split host system? Like the U.S., Canada, Mexico, all would host it theoretically. That's a proposition, right? Would all three of those teams be put in Group A then?
I don't know how that would work. They definitely would not all be in the same group. They might all automatically qualify, but I don't think they'd be in the same group.
Okay.
But so far, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing Uruguay, Egypt.
Okay.
I don't know what you're thinking. I mean, but Russia has
take your opinions.
Russia has some weapons, but I don't see them. Salah, who plays for Liverpool, who is the leading scorer for Liverpool, who is playing in the Champions League final next weekend, has been doing phenomenal recently. He's playing at a very high level, so I would favor Egypt over Russia. I obviously think Uruguay has a very strong squad, particularly with Luis Suarez, who you'll love to hate.
Yeah, the biter.
Yeah. Actually, no, you just hate him. He's annoying.
Okay, so you're picking Egypt and Uruguay, and that's in Egypt that group.
And Uruguay out of that group. Group B, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran.
Portugal and Spain.
Yeah, that's what I go. I mean, Portugal, the reigning European champions. Spain, even though they're on the rebound right now. They've got a lot of young talent that they're trying to foster, but a lot of their best players are old and far away. I mean, Iniesta's still playing very well. But
okay, Group C. Oh
my God! France, one. Australia, Peru, and Denmark. I think France. France is definitely going to go through. I think it's a toss-up. I would go either Australia or Denmark. Probably leaning more towards Denmark.
Okay.
I think this is more anyone's.
I think that's somebody on the quad.
So you want to go Group D?
Yeah, Group D.
Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, or Nigeria? I think this is going to be a pretty tough group. You want to take Argentina. After that, it's... Nigeria is not a bad team. But I would go either Iceland or Croatia. Favoring more towards Croatia. But Iceland had a outstanding performance at the Euro Cup 2 years ago. So you never know. They're sort of a wild card.
Okay. All right. But we're taking Argentina for sure.
Definitely Argentina. If they don't, there's going to be some... I would not want to go back to Argentina if they don't make it to the knockout stage.
Okay.
That would be... Buildings will be on fire. People will be riding in the streets. Two more groups. Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Serbia. I would take Brazil and Costa Rica over Switzerland.
Okay.
Because the Swiss haven't done well at World Cups recently. Costa Rica was a big surprise at the Copa America 2 years ago. So I would take Brazil and Costa Rica. Next, because I have to go soon. Group F, Germany, Mexico, Sweden, Korea. Sweden without Zlatan. I don't give him a chance to get out of the group. I'd say Germany, Mexico. It's because Zlatan Ibrahimovic is now playing in LA.
Why won't he go play?
He wasn't asked to join the squad. Group G, we have Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England. Belgium and England.
Yeah, okay.
Don't rule out Panama, though. They're a force to be reckoned with. And our last group, Group H, Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. You gotta take Poland and Colombia.
Okay.
Although, going back to it, Group of Death, I think is this Group E with Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Serbia. So I think that's gonna be the toughest group by far.
Watch those games.
Yeah, those gonna be tight games. Are you gonna be continuing your show?
Yeah. Nah, let's end it right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on Sunglasses After Classes. We hope you're looking forward to the World Cup as much as we are, as well as summer break.
We're very close. One day left of classes and finals. So good luck to you on your finals. And we may or may not have a show next week. It's completely up in the air. So we might surprise you. But thanks for listening for this semester. We will be back next semester for season 3. And yep, have a good break.